what happens to all that plastic and glass that you put out on the curb recycle day? Well, it may end up being used to fill potholes. There's a local company that specializes in that, and the CEO, Sarah Allen, from Renewable Infrastructure Solutions, will be speaking to the Sierra Club tomorrow. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing well here. Have you, right in front of there. Marty Havilewski is here as well from the Sierra Club. Marty, good morning.
Hello, Paul.
You were just telling me you don't have a lot of local companies that are able to make presentations to the Sierra Club.
We typically have a lot of people from throughout Michigan or maybe even from other states that speak to the Sierra Club in Port Huron, but we're thrilled to have a local company that's really doing something interesting in recycling.
Yeah, how did you find out about Renewable Infrastructure Solutions?
You know, one of our members referred it to us, and I just can't remember who that was now, but somebody was really paying attention, and it's nice to know that, you know. Maybe not me, but somebody.
So Sarah, tell us a little bit about your company.
Well, Renewable Infrastructure Solutions started several years ago by my father, actually, Pat Shanley. He's the founder and inventor, if you will. And then about 2 years ago, I decided to leave corporate America and be crazy and start helping him, you know, with his new startup business. And the idea behind it was there's all this construction material that we use out there today, and it's all using virgin materials, virgin aggregates, etc. And we figured there was a way that we could utilize some of the recycled materials that are out there and create not only a green product, but a product that would actually be superior in quality.
Right. And so tell us a little bit about what kind of materials you use and what you use them for.
Yeah. So about a year ago, we finished our R&D process, really. And what we did was what we were looking for were what recycled materials are available, mm-hmm. which are ones that don't have sustainable markets for use right now, and which ones would be have the right properties to give us strength, flexibility, that type of thing for infrastructure repair type products. And so what we found was that crushed glass, so what they call a mixed use or multi-stream, no color change or anything like that, and crumb rubber. Now, the other thing with crumb rubber is we found a local company up in Coleman who crushes the tires and processes them, and what they do is they leave the polyester fibers inside of it, which creates a whole new level of performance, strength, longevity, that kind of thing.
Right.
So that's what we've come up with. We've worked with probably, I'd say, about five or six different binder systems to figure out what's the right ones that give you, you know, the strength, the quick drying, all that type of stuff. And so we've done a lot of work. We probably did it backwards to most people. Usually what people do is, what's the product can give us money right now?
Yeah.
And we spent almost a year before we ever tried to sell it to make sure it was the product that was going to be the right thing, the right solution for roads, concrete repair, asphalt repair, that type of a thing.
Well, and as you've discovered here in Michigan, we certainly have a need
for those materials, don't we? I think we could certainly utilize a lot of that out here today, for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So, I mean, how big is your operation? How big is your plant? Where are you?
So we are in Goodles, Michigan. We actually just moved there in December of last year. And it's a small operation. There's actually three partners. Myself, our president, Jesse Francik, who's kind of a part-time partner, and then my father, Patrick Shanley. He's the inventor. He's been in construction for 40-some-odd years, and so he's kind of the brains behind what do we need to do, and then I'm the business finance end of it.
Just from the aspect of using renewable materials, it's got to give you a good feeling to know that these things that otherwise would be clogging up a landfill somewhere are getting a second life.
Absolutely, and that's one of the reasons. I mean, obviously glass and rubber equate to good aggregate use for what we're actually trying to do. But what's interesting in the state of Michigan, which a lot of people don't quite realize because you have the high, you know, the 10-cent bottle return, all of that goes to container reuse, which is good. And that's a good place for it. But the rest of it, which is quite a bit of tonnage, just goes right to a landfill because I don't know if you guys are aware, but the tipping fees or dumping fees in the state of Michigan are very, very low. They're 36 cents a ton. That's by far the lowest in the country, and certainly in the Great Lakes region, by like roughly $4 or $5
a
ton. Yeah, so it's significantly lower. So it's just easy to throw that stuff away. So right now, what we were trying to do is create another use for these things, a sustainable market. Mm-hmm. We don't want something that has to be government subsidized in order to be able to utilize it either. We want this to be something that you just take it out of the recycling bin, you crush it up essentially and put it in our product. We don't want a lot of, you know, remelt or extra energy involved in the processing. but a sustainable way to utilize these
materials. Pretty simple. Yeah. Marty, this falls right in with the mission, I guess, of the Sierra Club, doesn't it?
Absolutely. The Sierra Club, you know, promotes recycling of any kind of material, anything that could be used and reused, and this is a great way to do that.
Yeah, and I know the governor in his State of the State address this year talked about expanding recycling in Michigan and getting us to recycle more, and this is certainly one step toward that, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's actually really important to note. We've had a lot of success. It seems like we haven't gone out a lot in our sales cycle last year yet, and obviously you have to kind of do it in the warmer weather.
Yeah.
And you can't do construction on the roads when it's snowing.
Right.
But every time we've really talked to a county or a city or even, you know, residential and commercial types of applications, we've not had anybody tell us no, even though our product, compared to, like, say, Cold Patch,
mm-hmm.
is significantly more expensive. However, it doesn't last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It probably lasts 5 years or more, depending on how you put it down. So we've had several applications, actually, in the area. The city of Marysville utilizes our product. They did a bunch of pothole repairs last spring. And in the fall, we've gotten a couple of bridge overlays. So this would be for, like, a waterproofing mm-hmm. type of scenario in St. Clair County off of Norman Road and Comstock Road. And several different residential locations right here in Port Huron, downtown. I don't know if you're familiar with the Kresge building,
mm-hmm.
Right across from Sperry's. They had a broken down entryway, so there was old concrete and some tile floor that was all, you know, potting and pulling out. And so we started the repair process last fall with that, and we'll be finishing that again when the weather gets warmer.
That's great.
Finishing up that and several different residential areas, so driveways, garage repairs, some sidewalks that were some decorative repairs first usually, and then they like decorative at the end.
Right.
Which you can do just about anything with. So it's starting,
yeah.
And that's really interesting. We've got a lot of conversations starting for this year or two. Up north, we're looking at Emmett counties and different areas up there where they have the snowmobile crossings.
Sure.
As a wear surface for the snowmobiles because they're tearing up the roads when they go across them. And even up in Mackinac Island, we stopped there kind of randomly on a vacation and started to talk to the folks up there. They have some interesting challenges with the horses. They tear up roads pretty good.
Yeah,
apparently.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and they have a hard time actually getting traditional methods of repair and you know, asphalt and concrete and all that type of stuff up on the island. So
yeah.
This will be an interesting opportunity for them. So
I guess so. Well,
you can be starting that this spring.
Learn more about it tomorrow evening. Sierra Club's speaker is Sarah Allen, who we're talking with right now, CEO of Renewable Infrastructure Solutions. And Marty, tell us a little bit more about the Sierra Club, when you meet and how people can become involved with the Sierra Club.
Paul, we meet 4 times a year only, on the second Wednesday of the month in which we meet at the second floor meeting room known as the Gilbert Wilcox Room of the St. Clair County Library in downtown Port Huron. 7 o'clock. It's free and open to the public. All of our meetings are free and open to the public. And we're meeting again tomorrow. This would be March 14 at 7 o'clock.
All right. Very good, Marty. Thanks for coming in. Sarah, nice meeting you. Thanks so much for coming in.
Good
luck with the company Renewable Infrastructure Solutions.